Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you all to Drive to HR, and today this is Nisha, your host, and my partners in crime, Brian Wimpham and William Tintop, are not available today. So this is going to be me doing a solo with our wonderful guest, Melissa Papaleo. Hey, Melissa, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. So to our audience, those of who don't know of you, I would appreciate if you can talk a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Again, Melissa Papaleo, and I'm the Senior Director of Business Development and Events for TDN2K, and that stands for Transforming Data into Knowledge, and a lot of you also know our parent company, our sister RAND People Report. We've been working very hard on our conference this season, which is Summer Brain Camp, which I believe we're here to talk about today.
Wow, that is so great, which is so awesome that last year was my first Summer Brain Camp, and it's almost a year, right? And Summer Brain Camp is right around the corner. I can't believe that.
I know. It's actually exactly 3 weeks away, so for all of you that have not booked your flights and your reservations, today is the perfect day to do it.
So I'm so excited to talk all the fun things that are there at the Summer Brand Camp, and I can't wait to, you know, be there. So if you can talk a little bit about what are some of the highlights of this year's Summer Brand Camp, that would be great.
Sure. So just to give you guys a little bit of background that don't know about Summer Brain Camp, Summer Brain Camp has been around for a few years. And what Summer Brain Camp does is it brings HR, marketing, and ops together to talk about the brand as a whole, from the consumer to the employment brand. And through today's social age, how much all of those really intertwine together. So we have a little tag on this, on our website, which is summerbrandthecamp.com, that says no silos. So really, how do we work as a team instead of working just as a marketing, HR, ops team? How do we all work together to really bring our brands to life? We traditionally have a lot of restaurant brands because TDN2K, that's who our customers are, and our clients, our members, are our restaurant brands. But we really have some great retail and grocery companies that come as well. And anybody that really serves, has employees that are in the service industry, this is a great conference to go to, and we have speakers that represent different brands as well. So we have about 300 to 350 people. We've sold out for the last 2 years. We anticipate about 350 people, and that represents over 100-plus brands that are in the room. So what's unique about Summer Brand Camp that's a little bit different than other conferences is one, Nisha, you probably speak to this, is the content is just stellar. The content that really wraps around bringing all of these departments together and talking about branding is really unique. And then the other really key piece to this that keeps people coming back to Summer Brand Camp every year is that it's a whole lot of fun. And I think you had a good time last year, right, Nisha?
Yes, indeed. I had a great time. I mean, like any other conference, this is like a party with like-minded people, but at the same time, you would be able to get to learn and, you know, just soak it up, all the information and insights that you can learn from the conference. And other than that, the events that you put out there, that is a treasure hunt and all those interactive events that bring all the people together, which is so impressive.
Yes. It's really unique. And that, you know, we have a lot of people that say it's very eye-opening because they've never talked to their marketing department, or the marketing department's never talked to the HR department. And when you start to have those conversations about who are your best brand advocates, who can really come to the table and shout out how wonderful your brand is, it's your employees. So, you know, it's funny, I heard a couple weeks ago is that somebody on our steering committee said, you know, marketing is just realizing that they really need to talk to HR, but they don't know how. So we're bringing together those departments together to really talk about how do we interlace our information, you know, in the today's day and age where, you know, your employees are using Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and that can go really, really well for your brand, or it can go very poorly for your brand. So what can we do as a company to make sure that all the stories that are being told out there are really good stories about your brand?
Well, I'm really glad of marketing team, they don't know of how to talk with HR or what to talk with HR or city operations team. So it would be a great opportunity to our audience if we can talk a little bit more about how should HR, marketing, and operation, you know, how should they collaborate better?
Sure. So probably I'm going to tell a story because I think that's probably a great way to show how companies are doing it. And the story is from Greg Creed, who is the CEO of Taco Bell and one of our keynote speakers from last year. And his story was about the new rollout of the Doritos, the Tacos Locos, which is by far their best big push that they've had of their product in history. And he said one of the reasons why it was so successful and it brought in so much revenue for Taco Bell is that they really took an approach to push this through their employees. So they brought on Avery Block, who's actually our chair this year, and Avery Block is in charge of employment engagement, and she worked with the marketing team as well as the HR team to talk about how they could roll this product out. So they did a great promotion where they had all of the Taco Bell crew Instagram and Facebook and tweet out their first bite of the Doritos Tacos Locos. And so before it even hit the market, you could see all these pictures of the employees taking their first bite and giving their reaction and how excited they were. The employees also got to have coupons that they got to pass out to their friends. So they got their first taco for free. They made T-shirts. But they really, really pushed the excitement around the Doritos Tacos Locos around their employees. So that's just one story, I think, that of many that we heard last year that really talks about how we've brought in marketing and HR together. We're hearing more and more about companies that are bringing somebody in that's specifically in that HR department that works strictly with marketing. And how do we tell our stories?
Wow, that is so unique story that you have shared right now. And in fact, it would be great to know, like, you guys at TDN2K have recently rebranded yourself, right, your organization from People Report to TDN2K. So what are some of the challenges that you had in the beginning, and what are some of the learning insights that you can share among our audience when it comes to, you know, transitioning from one brand to another brand?
That's a great question. That is a really good question, and I wish our head of marketing and our rock star of marketing, Sarah Atkinson, was on the call because she's been instrumental in all of this in making it happen. But, you know, what happened was is that we actually have three brands now under the TDN2K. So People Report, which a lot of the HR department is really familiar with, We track and analyze and benchmark human capital data for the restaurant industry. So we look at things from compensation to diversity to turnover data, and really are able to tell you kind of where you fall in the marketplace, where there's some strengths and where there's some opportunities for our company. About 5 years ago, we created a sister company called Black Box Intelligence. And so we look at sales and traffic data for a restaurant industry on a weekly basis, and we say, how are you doing in certain areas? So how are you performing against your direct competitors in, let's say, Dallas, Texas, for the week prior? And we break that down from everything from to-go, food, beverage, et cetera. So we started to intertwine those and really focus on insights. And not only how does what's happening on the operational inside side of the business impact your people side and vice versa. And so we realized that as we start to intertwine our data, we're really focused on business performance and those insights. We brought somebody that's been with us for 10 years in our analyst department, Victor Fernandez, and we promoted him to head of insights. And strictly he and another one of our team members, Patty Zan, they solely work on creating insights for our member companies. And then just recently we've added to our product suite White Box Social Intelligence. So we're now looking at what's happening to a company and their social sentiment score. But what's really unique about that is that we tie it right back to how does that impact the business on the people side and the performance side on the Black Box Intelligence data. So we realized with all three of these really being intertwined that we weren't telling our company story well. And so we decided to fold all of those companies under one umbrella, which we call TDN2K, which stands for Transforming Data into Knowledge. You know, it's been an interesting way because the people know our individual brands, especially people report a Black Box Intelligence. So it's important, like today, for us to be able to tell the story of why we decided to go and change our name to Transforming Data into Knowledge in TDN2K. And it's funny, you have these conversations and people, you know, the light clicks and says, oh, I understand it now. So it's been an adventure. It's been fun.
Wow, this is so great. Story that you have shared right now. Because I've seen most of the time when an organization is rebranding themselves, their leadership, everybody knows, but when it comes to people, they would be having some kind of ambiguity right there at that bottom line. So what's your advice to the leaders when it comes to letting their people know and making sure everybody is on the same page when it comes to their company has been rebranded to a new rejuvenated company?
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, it comes from the top down, but, you know, we really operate as a flat organization. So it was very much a collaborative effort when it comes to how do we push this out to the marketplace. And we, you know, we talk to our members every day, and we have a large community of people that we work with. And so I would say, you know, patience is really important. It's not going to happen overnight that everyone gets it and understands it, but a lot of opportunities to educate, any chance that you can to educate people is going to be really, really important. So we do that a lot through webinars. You know, our sales and development team are going out and talking to a lot of people. And then just educating our members to make sure that they really understand what are we doing and why are we doing it. And that's the whole team. The whole team needs to be on board and really understand how to do that.
Right. Well, I know we are here to talk more about Summer Brand Camp, and with that, curiosity or enthusiasm to know more of rebranding, I kind of missed that aspect. I'm so sorry for that. So if you can talk a little bit more about who are all the speakers that are coming for this year's Summer Brand Camp, that would be great.
Sure. So we have a great lineup of speakers, and again, you can go to our website, summerbraincamp.com, and look at them. There are some highlights here, obvious. All of our speakers are a highlight, but Jonathan Wolski is the culture evangelist for Zappos. And we're really lucky, you know, all of us know the culture of Zappos and how important it is, but he's really going to talk about, you know, as a team, how do they tackle that culture, especially through their employees. So we're really excited about him. Scott Stratton is actually a repeat. He's coming back actually for the third time. People love Scott Stratton, and if you don't know Scott Stratton, he is the author of Unmarketing, and he has a new book coming out, and we're actually titling, his book title is actually the title of his speech, is QR Codes Kill Kittens, and it's a picture book for fed-up business people, so he's always brings some really fresh insight into marketing, and I'm really excited to have Scott back. We also have Jimmy Letchford, who's the brand chief for CrossFit. And I don't know if you have any friends, Nisha, that are big CrossFit fans. I know I do. And it's really kind of a cult-like brand. People go behind CrossFit and really get behind it. He's been there since the inception, and he's going to be talking about how they built their brand and gotten these people that are just so on fire and would do really anything for their brand. So we're excited about that. We also have, we always feature somebody from Undercover Boss. Last year it was Kat Cole and Paul D'Amico. But this year we have Lynn Zappone, who is the Chief Talent Officer for Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. And she was on Undercover Boss, and we'll be sharing her story there as well. And then just within the industry, restaurant industry, we have Tony Birdwell, who's the head of people for Brinker International, Shannon Scott, head of marketing for Applebee's, Avery Block from Taco Bell, Rachel Phillips Luther, head of marketing for Zoe's Kitchen, Kat Cole's going to be coming back from Cinnabon. And then James Markham, who runs a great company called Project Pie that is really breaking out and growing quickly in that fast casual segment.
Wow, that is so much awesome to get to know all these amazing speakers. And the great part to our audience, please go to Summer Brand Camp and you can get to know the speakers and connect with the speakers on Twitter and read their bio and make a connection even before you attend Summer Brand Camp. So that is there. And so to the new attendees of this year's Summer Brand Camp, what would be your advice to them in order to make the best or make the most out of this year's Summer Brand Camp?
I'm so sorry, Nisha. How to make most out of Summer Brand Camp?
Yeah, to the new attendees, for the first time attendees.
Yeah, so Nisha, what's really cool is that Summer Brand Camp this year, about 45% of the people that are registered right now are actually new to Summer Brand Camp. So that makes me very, very happy because people are not only coming back, but they're bringing their friends with them. So what I would recommend is that you just keep an open mind. And what's great about Summer Brand Camp is that there's going to be lots and lots of opportunities to be able to connect and engage with your counterparts. So starting with the opening cocktail reception and scavenger hunt. We are doing a scavenger hunt. Last year we did a scavenger hunt. Did you participate, Nisha?
Yes, I was there. That was a hell lot of fun.
Yes. So,
I must say that.
We always open it up and we pair you up with people that you didn't come to the conference with. Or those of you that are just coming in, as a lone representative of your company, you're instantly part of a team. Actually, this week we're going to be sending out emails so you get to meet your what we call your tent mates ahead of time and get to know them. And you feel like you really have a partnership going into the conference. It's actually getting – it's pretty funny, the tent leaders – who are all alumni of Summer Brain Camp are already claiming their colors for their tent, because every tent has a color. And it sounds like it's getting pretty competitive, so it should be pretty interesting. But that scavenger's hunt's very fun. And then this year we are actually doing something really cool. We are raising money for Share Our Strength, which is the leading anti-hunger organization in the country. And in our partnership with one of our sponsor partners, Tyson, they have agreed to donate up to $10,000, dollar for dollar. For every dollar that we raise at Summer Brain Camp, they'll pitch in a dollar up to $10,000. So we can hopefully raise close to $20,000 to $25,000 for a great cause. So that's going to be part of the scavenger hunt. And as your company or as your tent go in and achieve different things at the scavenger hunt, you're going to be raising money for Share Strength as well. And then we start the next day with a great community service project. And Nisha, as you know, all of our conferences that we hold, and we have two conferences a year and have been doing conferences now for 20 years, we always hold a community service project at the beginning. We're going back to the Salvation Army, and we're going to be helping with one of their community sites. And this is just a great opportunity to engage and get to know people. Go right back into great content, and then at night we have a talent show. So I encourage you with your talents to sign up for the talent show. It is a lot of fun. That night is a blast. So we're really looking forward to that, and hopefully getting to the point where we're raising that money for Share Strength. And a breakfast, lunch, cocktail parties, you name it, we've got it.
Wow, that is so much fun. Like, I cannot miss this talent show and the scavenger hunt and, of course, the community project. That is one of a major event that I'm so much looking forward to, because when you go to this conference, you get to know a lot of people, you get to learn, you get to network, but at the same time, you get to contribute to the community in a meaningful manner. That makes a lot of sense. So, Melissa, what would I say? I have seen even organizations, they are doing a lot of community projects or community contributions or community support, whatever we can call. But if it is a philanthropy, what do you say organizations should do or why should they do when it comes to contributing to the community?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, Summer Brain Camp, we talk a lot about that through what we're doing. Actually, one of our speakers, Ann Walham, is talking about a nonprofit she started and how she helps homeless people through running and how she's built it from the ground up, and she started it in Pennsylvania, and now it's a multi-million dollar nonprofit. But it was really built upon the beliefs of how can they help homeless people. She's going to be talking about how you can kind of engage in that with your brand. We see some really incredible brands in the restaurant industry, especially. You talk about an industry that gives back. This is an industry that does it, whether it's big pieces like Share Strength and the No Kid Hungry campaign, or your local Pizza Hut restaurant that donates pizzas to the local baseball team. You talk about community. This restaurant industry lives and breathes that every single day. But where it really gets interesting is when it starts to really improve your profits. And doing well means that, or doing good means that you're doing well in business. And you see a lot of that happen with, for instance, Chili's and their St. Jude's campaign, and how much that's really been entrenched and part of their culture so much, and that it's really improved not only company retention with their employees, but sales. And that really honestly wasn't what they intended to happen. But, you know, there's a lot of success stories of that happening in the company. On Friday, we actually have Friday morning from 9 to noon a smaller group called Changers of Commerce that was started by some great food service leaders, including Jim Knight and Kat Cole, to talk about as the restaurant industry, what can we do to not only help our employees but our community, and what are we doing that's really making change in those areas. So we'd love if you guys can stay over on Friday morning and listen to those stories, because they're pretty incredible, and I think they really show how much the industry really embraces the idea of supporting their community.
Right. And I've seen the use of social media when it comes to you guys promoting the conference or spreading the word about the conference or doing it, even if it is a tweet or even if it is sharing a video on YouTube. But what makes it more interesting is you help all the attendees to get to know each other by having them on your website. So that is so awesome to have an opportunity to get to know each one of them and to make a connection even before they go to the Summer Brand Camp. So
that's kind of the beautiful thing about Summer Brand Camp. It's so highly social. I mean, it's so much mm-hmm. fun. You can go right now on the Twitter and see the stream. I see you're on there. You've been tweeting up a storm during this, which is awesome. So that's the great part of this community. We call ourselves the misfits and the ones that think differently. A lot of that is through social. So check out the TDN2K Facebook page, too, and like that. We've got a great community on there as well as Twitter. Our hashtag is hashtag PRS Camp. So PRS Camp, hashtag PRS Camp. Check that out.
Great. And what would be the one highlight or one event that you would tell your audience to not to miss this particular one? I know it is hard. I know it is tough for you to probably pinpoint one particular event and don't miss that. But then still, if you were able to pinpoint one particular event, what would that be?
Oh, my gosh, Nisha. That's like asking me who my favorite kid is. I can't tell you that. That's like you're not allowed to do that. You've got to understand Summer Brand Camp is my baby and all the pieces are my baby. So it would be very, very hard to answer that. But I will say, and I'm not trying to get out of the answer, but I will say, you know, we really work hard to design it where there are no parts that you don't want to miss. They're all really fantastic. So, you know, Summer Brand Camp, the culture and the feel of it, I can guarantee you it's probably very different than any other conference that you've attended. And you go up to our main page, and it says it's not a conference, it's an experience. And it really is when we have, you know, 100% intent to return rate from our post-conference feedback. It's the content, the people, and the pure fun that you will have at this conference, you can't match anywhere else. So I would say those are the three reasons why you don't want to miss.
That's true. I mean, after attending Summer Brand Camp, I can pretty much tell we can't match any other conference with Summer Brand Camp, with that fun and with that enthusiasm and with the people. That is awesome. So, Melissa, thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing more interesting news about Summer Brand Camp. And we are so much looking forward to the event. We'll see you there.
Thank you, Misha. And just one quick shout-out. I just want to shout-out to our sponsor partners that make this happen, because we couldn't do it without them. BTC Revolutions, Coca-Cola, Snagajob, Moment Feed, Redbook, and all of the other great ones. Just wanted to say thank you so much for them to support it, because we can't do it without them.
Great. Well, thank you, Melissa, and we'll see you there. And, guys, stay tuned to hashtag PRS Camp on Twitter to know more details about Summer Brand Camp. Thanks. Bye-bye. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.